Hey folks, how are you? Pete Werner here, along with Yuleide Guerrero from SeaDisney.com, but she lives here in Orlando, so she's able to come and help us out with this stuff. We're going to give this a couple minutes, allow people to kind of filter into the room as Fiasco monitors what's going on. We are at Bay Lake Tower, just in case you wondered where we were. Theme Park View Room. And I just got to start out by saying, it is so nice to be back on property. So nice to be back on property. It's a little weird, though, but we'll get into that. We're going to give this a couple minutes, so make yourselves a cup of coffee, whatever.
We're soaking in the Disney right now. Soaking it all in.
You know, it was funny because we, your lady turned on the television, and, you know, the music and, you know,
the resort TV,
and they started playing Soarin', and I was just like getting like verklempt. It really is nice to be back over here. It's just 3 months. It's been three months.
It's been way too long. We're just too spoiled.
Well, again, nice thing about living in Orlando.
I mean, you have to take advantage of it, for sure. We have hurricanes, we have heat waves, but we have Disney, so we live with it.
There's definitely a trade-off.
Oh, but so nice.
Yeah. So, how many we've got in the room?
We currently have 500.
Okay. Those are the 500 most important people.
Yeah. We love you guys.
So...
See Disney. I'm just going to keep repeating it.
Yeah, she's just like, spit
See
it out.
Disney. Yes.
So just in case you don't know, See Disney, as in SIDisney.com, is the Spanish language site that we launched June 1st. Your lady works on that project along with Federico Argar and Jimmy and Melly, and I forgot their last names, from Argentina. And so we've actually been filming some stuff for that YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/SeaDisney.
Yeah. You know what? If you want to learn some Spanish, go ahead and watch it.
You
can learn some Spanish through SeaDisney.
They go too fast. She was doing a vlog earlier. I'm like, okay,
I'm sorry.
Sounds great.
We go for
Yeah. Sounds great. I mean, just, you know, every so often, though, it's like Bay Lake Tower. And I'm like, okay, I understood that part. But yeah, so definitely be sure to check that out. So, all right, well, I got over here. And yes, I know some of you want me to talk about what went on this morning with the park reservations, the park ticket reservations. I'm going to get to that. Trust me, I'm going to talk about that. Especially since I'm not on the show tomorrow, because I'm over here, I'm going to get my tell you what my thoughts on that are. But we got over here around noon. I want to say that I have been trying to do online check-in for the last 4 days, and each and every time I get the screen, something went wrong. Now I know sometimes it's a browser issue with Chrome. I had that occasionally, but Chrome doesn't work right with the Disney websites. So I did it in Safari. Same thing happened. Did it from my phone on Chrome and Safari. Same thing happened. Did it from Internet Explorer on a Windows PC. Same thing happened. So not my browser, not my computer. So if they really want to like maximize social distancing, they might want to look into that. But as we found out this morning, there's an awful lot they need to look into. Anyway, as soon as I got here, the guard checked to make sure your name has to be on the reservation or they will not let you in. They're not going to let people, right now at least, we don't know in the future how that's going to work, but right now they're not going to let you in to the resort if you are not staying here or have a reservation
at the wait.
So he checked and I parked, and immediately as soon as you pull up, you know, these cast members are so happy to be back at work. And you know, I've been saying to all of them, welcome back to work, and they're thrilled to be back. And, you know, seamless check-in process. Of course, no no waiting for the room to be ready. No one stayed here for 3 months.
It's super clean.
And you can see the, you know, little things. First of all, there's an enhanced cleaning notification here in the room. Things like the remote controls are wrapped in plastic. So you don't actually touch the remote control. You can just activate it through the plastic, which is really nice. Of course, you know somebody's going to come along and rip it out of that, and they're going to have to put it back in another piece of plastic. But the odd thing has been the lack of people.
It's crazy.
I don't know if it's creepy or wonderful. It's kind of a little of both.
To me, it's creepy. I'm used to everything being so packed here. So it's very strange to walk around and not hear children crying. You know you're at Disney when you hear a kid crying. I've not heard that. But we were walking, and I think we've maybe seen family groups, and that's it.
Yeah.
The most. We saw a couple at the Contempo Cafe, and then a couple over at the overview there, the balcony. Other than that...
The DVC pool is open.
Yeah.
And there were like 3 people in the pool.
Yeah. More cast members than guests.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there are far more cast members here than guests. Which we kind of knew.
Yeah, yeah. I was expecting a little bit more. But check-in is supposed to be after 4, so maybe people are arriving later, maybe tomorrow. In the morning, maybe there'll be more people. But it was really empty.
It is, it's bizarre walking around. And then especially when you walk over into the Contemporary, because, you know, the concourse, the Grand Canyon Concourse is open. The stores are open. Contempo Cafe is open. The Wave is open down on the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really weird walking into the concourse. And there was nobody there.
Yeah.
And it's the middle of the day. You know, it's one thing, like, you know, if you stay here, if you're staying here and it's the middle of the night, and for whatever reason you work your way over to the concourse, it's kind of quiet. But it's a different feeling when it's the middle of the day.
It's like an eerie, like, awakening sort of situation where you're, like, stepping out and it's, like, it's strange. It's bizarre. It's just weird.
I really like it. I want it to stay this way.
For me, it's like what I've always wanted. Like COVID and everything aside, like a dream of mine has been like, what if I could go to a piece of property and it was just like I felt like I was the only person there? And that's kind of what you got right now.
And I think this is a precursor on a obviously very different level, but precursor to what it's going to look like when the park's open for a little while.
Hopefully.
And... You know, we had lunch over at the Contempo Cafe. We actually will have a little review of that because we haven't been able to do in-the-moment review of a restaurant in months. So we have that going up today. I won't give you any spoilers. I've got to say the cast members are phenomenal. They are really so happy. You can tell how happy they are to be back. You know, before I left to come here this morning, I got on along with everybody else in the free world to make my
magical reservation.
There was nothing magical about that reservation.
That's what it said on the website. Oh, it's never been easier to make your reservation is what it says.
My reservation, obviously for today, you needed to have a resort reservation and a valid admission attached to your My Disney Experience account. So when I first went in, I thought, because I have a DVC reservation at the Poly from July 10th through the 13th, and I thought I had attached it, and I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So when I did finally get through, after, I don't know, an hour, they wouldn't let me do anything. So there was no reservations available. And I went and I looked. While I still had that screen up, I went in and I attached that reservation to my My Disney Experience, went back, and then, went in again, and it was able to work. But I was only able to get it for myself. But let's talk about what happened this morning. I've been really good about giving Disney the benefit of the doubt in terms of how they have handled everything to do with COVID-19. Unprecedented is the word we use. And all of that is certainly true. And I stand by that. When I'm talking about Walt Disney Travel Company and how they are trying to manage this situation. But what went on this morning, what may still be going on right now, I'm not sure, is not Walt Disney Travel Company. All right, normally when we go to make a reservation or do something like that, things normally go okay, right? The only time we ever have problems is when there's something special going on. Pass all the previews, things you got to sign up for. And, I guess the ice machine in the refrigerator wanted to make its presence known. And those aren't problems related to Walt Disney Travel. Those are problems related to Disney's IT department. Now, it has been common knowledge for time immemorial that their website sucks, My Disney Experience sucks, the crap doesn't work right under normal circumstances, and they've known this for years, that this was a broken system. And for whatever reason, whether it's money or time or a head wound, I don't know. But for whatever reason, they've chosen not to fix it. There's a company that spends so much money on technology. Now, I realize it's a unique beast. You have all these hotels and restaurants and shops and theme parks, and you have to orchestrate the IT infrastructure a certain way. I get it. I mean, as much as I can. But these are problems that could have been fixed a long time ago that weren't. And here we are. Here we are, finally, all this pent-up demand. Did they not know? Did they not know? Now, part of the problem, too, is the information that was put out confused people. Mm-hmm. It confused people. Some people were getting they were getting through and then they weren't able to make a reservation, or they were trying to make a reservation for later on this year and they had valid, they had a resort stay and they had a valid ticket media,
yeah,
and they had everything attached to My Disney Experience, and they still weren't able to make a theme park reservation, and then they were being told they'd maxed out on the number they could make. And but then you had a lot of people that were annual pass holders with no resort reservation wanting to make a park reservation for July 11th. And you can't, because you have to have, today you had to have a resort reservation. And then everybody had five or six screens open.
Yes.
trying to, so we contribute to the problem, but pent up demand after 3 months.
And it's like, to me, if I can just jump in, to me, the worst part of it is that people were able to make reservations from July 11th all the way through September of next year. So it's not only 3 months worth of people, it's 15 months worth of people trying to get into the system when they know for a regular Pandora preview, when it's only pass holders and they know that limited amount, still the system has problems, and then they're going to add up 15 months worth of people from all the resorts, because it doesn't matter if the resort is open or not. If you have a reservation next year to All Stars, you could have made your reservation today. So it's that amount of people trying to get into the system at 7 a.m. I mean, we all knew, I know all the people from the Disc Board, we all knew it was going to happen. We knew it was going to completely crash, and we expected it. But shouldn't we, as consumers, as buyers of your product, expect better? Why are we expecting less from Disney, and we allow it to happen? Because Still we come.
Yeah, you know, and look, I get, and I think I've been pretty fair overall, saying that, you know, give them some, cut them some slack here. The only reason I won't do it on this is because these problems have existed long before COVID-19. This is not an example of, you know, something completely out of the ordinary because, I mean, granted, it is out of the ordinary. We have to make reservations to go into a theme park. But it's a fast pass system that they're leveraging to do this. Right? They didn't build something new. And maybe that's why it's broken, because their fast pass system sucks. But they've known it sucked for years. And they've not done anything to make it better. We've complained about it for years. They've done nothing to make it better. So, what? And then, again, the abject stupidity of opening it up today for everybody, rather than saying, if you have a reservation, a resort reservation in the month of July, then you can, okay, now you can go. And then maybe next week we do August, and the week after that we do September. So you're cutting up this, the demand. But I'm just like, why? What, your own worst, they really are their own worst enemy sometimes.
Yeah.
They absolutely are their own worst enemy. I don't know, do we have anybody in the room monitoring for questions?
I've seen Paul, but I have a specific question that somebody asked that I've been holding on to, and that is, how's your view?
How's my view?
Yeah.
Fiasco, why don't you take the phone?
And I'll take it.
Walk it over. Walk it over.
Have fun.
Enjoy the trip.
All right.
We'll be right back.
We're moving, everybody. We're moving. All right, so for those of you who asked how the view is, let's take a look, shall we?
You just zoom into the pretty pink castle.
There's Space Mountain. There's the castle. Yeah.
I would have known that if you weren't telling them, Fiasco.
I know, right? You can even see Tomorrowland from here. And Main Street. So yeah, the view's quite incredible. Big Thunder back there. Amazing, amazing view. I'll show you this side too. Grand Floridian. Yeah. Quite the view, everybody. I'm going to take you back to the gang.
The gang.
The gang of two.
He's landing a spaceship.
Yeah.
Yeah. The eagle has landed.
There we go.
And product placement.
Yes.
You can have your own contemporary scented hand sanitizer from MagicCandleCompany.com. Code Disney Info saves you 15%. But you know what? I pay for the stuff the same as you do, and I use the stuff, so I have no trouble pushing it. I'm saying he's getting rid of these. He's getting rid of the 2 ounce ones. They're all going to these 20 ml ones, but they're so good. Oh my god! And then I still haven't ordered my hand soaps yet. But it's kind of cool being at the Contemporary, and then
I was sitting here and I wasn't paying attention, and I'm like, I love the Contemporary smell, and Pete's like putting it on, he's like, it's just me with the spray.
It like, smells just like it.
It smells exactly like it.
He
exactly.
Nailed that fragrance so well. So well. So I think Paul is what do I think of the Pink Castle? From Laura Luke. I think it's really pretty, at least from a distance. But then a lot of things look attractive from a distance until you get up close. It reminded me that, you know, I really haven't examined it. We've been kind of vlogging and doing stuff all since we got here. It reminds me of Disneyland Paris, that castle. It's not garish. It's not gaudy, at least from what I can see from here. But like I said, you know.
And I'm going to say, I was walking the bridge from Bay Lake to Contemporary, and I had not seen it yet. So I was walking, and it honestly caught my eye, the pink and the blue and the gold. And that was at noon, and I was very taken aback. I'm like, oh, this is going to take some time getting used to. But I look at it now, and honestly, I don't know what they do, but the sun positioning, like, whatever. it makes it like the colors change. Like you, I look at it now and it looks better than how it looked at noon. So I don't know if it's like a sun thing with the paint. I don't know what it is. Or I'm just getting used to it already. But yeah, I definitely need to see it closer up because...
A number of you are asking, how are people with wearing masks? Mm-hmm. I have not seen one person not wearing a mask today. Then again, I've seen about five people. There's nobody here, okay? There's no. This is the ultimate in social distancing, because I think, you know, you go into the lobby and spin around and not hit anybody. So it's really good. Nicole wants to know where we're having dinner tonight. Really?
Back to Contempo Cafe, right?
Back to Contempo Cafe. Greg's asking, masks required in the pool area. I don't know if they're saying it's required. The people who were in the pool were not wearing them, and people sitting outside the pool were not wearing it either. So, yeah, thank you for reminding me of that. Well, but there were all there were literally three people in the pool.
Yeah, there's no one.
Are they letting us into other resorts? You know, we haven't tried. We haven't tried.
The monorail's not going, so we would have to...
Get in the car and drive.
Get in the car and go. Yeah.
And my guess is if you're not staying there, they're not letting you in. I know Denny tried to go over to Fort Wilderness today to see the Tri-Circle D Ranch, and they wouldn't let her in. So I think they're being really, really particular about that.
I'm going to try and go to Disney Springs this weekend and take a bus and see if they let me go on a bus to a resort and see if that works. I'll let you guys know.
Let's see.
Somebody's asking about refillable mugs. So they are for sale, and the fountains are open, but not for you. A cast member is standing there, and they'll refill it for you.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that lady at the Contempo Cafe, she was so sweet.
Yeah.
She was so, so sweet.
Yeah.
They all were. Everybody. My God, the cast members have been tremendous. And we were talking over lunch, and I said, you know, one of the unintended consequences of this, at least for the time being, I don't know how long, I think cast members, I think we're going to see a much better level of service from cast members because they're so happy to be back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a way, I think the analogy I used at lunch was all of us in this industry, those of us here in this room and you know, the people who work for Disney, we were all visited by three ghosts in the middle of the night over the last 3 months with these parks being closed and this whole situation going on. And, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. And I know for me, I don't care that nothing's open. I don't care if I have anything to do while I'm here. I just want to be here. That's it. I just want to be here. Because it is a little bit of normal in a very abnormal world right now. The sights and the sounds and the smells and the feeling, the energy... and again, it's easier for us because we live here, right? We just hop in a car and drive 30 minutes. We don't have to coordinate dog sitters and babysitters and planes and hotels and all that other stuff. That is absolutely, you know, with the Moving to Orlando show, we're talking a lot about, you know, those perks. Boy, oh boy, this is it, man. This is it. And we ran into some friends, who also live here, and they were talking about the same thing. They just moved here a few months ago, right before COVID went down. And they're like, just the fact that we can come over here, it's just surreal.
Yeah.
It's absolutely surreal. So, have you seen any extra Disney magic? Actually, a little something happened at lunch. You have to do mobile order, right, for any quick service. You're doing mobile order now. And... So I went on, and I didn't see the option for a fountain drink. And it was there, I just didn't see it. So I ordered, you know, a bottle of soda. And then I see, you know, we're seeing the refillable mugs, and then I see the cast member stationed by the fountain. I'm like, oh, I missed that. and a manager like overheard.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, is something wrong? And I just explained. I said, no, I didn't realize. You know, she's like, oh, I could refund you that drink and then get you, you know, replace mm-hmm. it with the fountain drink. I said, look, you don't have to refund me anything. It was my fault. Just keep the soda and give me. I'll take a fountain drink. So she got me the fountain drink, the cup, and then refunded me the amount of the soda, not charging me. And I'm like, you don't have to do that, really. It was like nothing bad, nothing yeah. wrong. And she's like, no, I just wanted to. And I'm like, okay, you know what? That's not unusual here, though. Really and truly. Contemporary, not unusual at all. You know, let me see that happen over at the Grant. And that would be unusual to me. But not here. Not here, and certainly not like a Wilderness Lodge. Not at all. So you can go ahead and post questions. I know Craig's in there. Ronnie Robinson, what about Top of the World? Closed. Not sure when that will reopen. We were talking to one of the managers here who works up there, and she's like, I'm so sad we're not going to do 4th of July.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything that we're hearing is just no word on Top of the World, but it's going to be baby steps. You know, I was very surprised they made the announcement yesterday of when the rest of the resorts were going to start reopening. So I didn't think we were going to see that. I'll be honest with you. I didn't think we were going to see the rest of the resorts reopen.
Yeah, for the year.
For the rest of the year. I thought it was really just going to be this. So who knows? It could end up being, you know, could end up reopening at some point. Is Nana Barb, is Bay Lake Tower your happy place? Or would you rather be at another resort? Barb, you could put me at Pop Century or All-Star Sports right now, and it would be my happy place, okay? It's been three months. But no, I love Bay Lake Tower. I love this. The one-bedroom units here are absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning. And then, like, the only other time I've gotten a room here was a one-bedroom, but it was a lake view. Now with this theme park view?
Huh.
I mean, I'm literally sitting here talking to you, and I'm looking at the Grand Floridian.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Grand Floridian from this beautiful window, this very open, the way they did the design here. It's real
clean.
Fresh. Clean. Yeah. Oh my God, this room is so clean. Everything is clean. I did a little bit of the fingertip mm-hmm. test. Immaculate. And these room, I think we're going to see that now. A real focus yeah. on ultra cleaning these rooms, which would be a nice change for some of these resorts.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the room service menu. Somebody asked what room service looks like.
Any new merchandise. They have masks. They have masks.
And you can buy them individually because on Shop Disney, you get the package of three. But here, they have them individually. So you can buy them on their own. They're $6 or 3 for $20, I believe they were. Yeah. And remember, if it just in case, because I got the Shop Disney ones when they launched, they run small. So if you think that you can use a medium, definitely go to the large because they run small. But yeah, they have some new plays that I haven't seen before. But other than that, I haven't seen any new merchandise other than the yeah. Rainbow Collection. But
yeah, the Rainbow Collection.
That's on.
Yeah, it was a whole lot of gay going on, which I was thrilled. I was like, yeah. They had some really great Rainbow merch.
And the fanny pack, that was my favorite. I might
somebody asked about the remotes.
Yeah.
Okay, so people asking about the remotes. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see it has a sticker on it that says cleaned. So I'm guessing what they do in between each guest.
Yeah,
open this up, clean it, and put a new bag, a fresh bag on it. But you can operate the remote from that. And then the enhanced cleaning, they're showing you the 11 different things that they're doing as part of enhanced cleaning door handles, pulls and knobs, light switches and controls, closet amenities, beverage area, bathroom fixtures and surfaces, and I do have a coffee maker
the
in
coffee
here.
Coffee maker, yes.
Thermostat and electric controls, bedding, electronic devices, hard surfaces and flooring, cleaned and wrapped amenities. So it's well communicated. Oh, I thought you were about to say it.
No.
You know, there, and everywhere you go, there are like signs up.
Oh, a lot of signs.
Making it very clear. Then again, we all know people are stupid, and you can say it to them 1,800 times and have signs up everywhere. You turn, and it's like, oh, I didn't know.
The elevators have a maximum of 4 people, I think it is, and there are hand sanitizer and wipes right next to the elevators. So those are easy to handle as well. There's basically hand sanitizer everywhere outside of the stores, the restaurants, right by the pool area.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Are the buses to Disney Springs running? Yes,
yes.
They are. Buses are running from to Disney Springs and from Disney
and that's
Springs.
It. Yeah, just directly
to yeah. the resorts.
No minivans.
Let's see. Any recreation available beside the pool? Not that I noticed.
We haven't seen it.
Not that I noticed, but, you know, right now, like, again, you know, if they did a little kids parade, they'd have, like, one kid. coffee setup is exactly the same as it always is in this room. And this, again, is a DVC room, not a hotel room. So I don't know what the hotel room situation's going to look like, as we've heard.
Similar.
Well, we've heard. No, no, no.
Without the coffee.
Normally, in the regular hotel rooms, the coffee maker is just
single serve. Yeah,
like
it's not it's a little
the chumpy.
Yeah.
The chumpy Cuisinart deals. So it's Mr. Coffee that's in here. All of that looks the same with the coffee. You know, the Joffrey's artisan roast. And, you know, they went to Joffrey's. They literally had to say to Joffrey's, we want you to make really shitty coffee, and we want you to freeze dry it and put it in a bag. And that's what they did. They're insistent. Disney has to have crappy coffee in the rooms. All the amenities appear to be the same from what I can tell. So let's see what else we got. How available is the dining for walk-ups? I don't think anybody sold out. Be honest with you. I was able to grab the wave today without a problem.
Because you can only reserve if you've had a resort reservation for those days. So, like, I have a Polynesian reservation on July 1st, and I wanted to see if I could reserve like for today or this week, and I couldn't. You can only reserve dining for the days that you are staying on property. So you're going to be able to find dining if you're coming.
Yeah. Alicia's asking, are there dishes, pots, and silverware in the room, or do they have disposable? It's all the normal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they have not replaced it. But give me that orange plate. Okay, it's like one of my favorite things in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So how cool is this plate?
Yes.
I love this plate. Fiasco, take 3 more and put them in my bag. kidding. But no, absolutely I love these. So no, it's all the normal stuff. There's nothing unusual. I was a little surprised by that. I thought we might see disposable plates and silverware,
yeah.
But nope. And given that, you know, housekeeping always washes it anyway, I think they're probably going to wash them all after
probably
every...
Probably that, just going to blow them all up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also think once things start with the expanded cleaning, I think 4 o'clock check-in is going to mean 4 o'clock check-in, and they may even extend it after that.
Yeah.
So I think people need to be prepared
for
that.
And no late check-out, probably.
No late check-out,
yeah.
No. Any restrictions on where you can go within Bay Lake Tower Contemporary? None.
Mm-hmm.
None. Able to
the
walk
convention
around
center is the only place that you can't go. To the convention center, there's like a rope.
Oh, yeah. But if you're not going for a convention, there's nothing over there. Is the outer rim open? Did you notice that the outer rim was open?
It wasn't open, but it wasn't roped off either. So maybe it has a different set of hours.
I think it's open because...
I didn't notice.
Yeah, because like the bars can open now, so I'm assuming they're going to open now.
Somebody, Andres is asking, have I had the bacon and eggs already? The bacon and eggs have been removed from the menu temporarily at the Wave. Unfortunately, I'm very sad to report that. However, as much as I love the bacon and eggs, it is not the only reason I go to that restaurant. I was heartbroken when I heard that, but I have I've been hearing rumors that it's probably temporary. It's only because of it's a labor-intensive dish to prepare. It takes them hours to have that dish ready. So that's the reason why that's not there, but I'm still looking forward to the Wave. Walter Ramirez is housekeeping still every fourth day as usual for DBC. Yes, it is. Nothing has changed. As far as I know, housekeeping has not changed for the DBC members staying here on points. Of course, when you're doing it, when you're booking it as a hotel room through Disney, you get the daily housekeeping, but to the best of my knowledge, no, it has not changed. Any experience with masks in Florida heat? Teresa sending me crying emojis over the
bacon
and eggs. It's all right, dear. It'll be back. Any experience with masks in Florida heat? Yeah, this was my first time walking around in 90 plus degree heat with the masks, and I got to be honest, I don't know how much of that I'm going to do. It was very uncomfortable. It was very uncomfortable. I don't know. I don't know, like, walking around a theme park. I mean, I'm going to find out because I'm going on July 11th.
You have to be smart about it. Talking about the Discord, I keep telling people there, if you are planning on coming in the next couple months, practice at home, put on your kids, go outside, go to the park, go walk around your neighborhood, get them ready, because if you are coming right now, you know that you have to wear the mask. You're not going to take it off. You're not supposed to take it off. You're going to be told to wear it. So definitely practice at home and get used to it, because it's a lot. It really, it takes, especially with the heat. If it was nice and cool, it's not an issue. But with the heat, it's pretty bad. So definitely make sure to practice at home, because you don't want to come spend all that money and then you'll be kicked out of the parks because you're not wearing the mask. And obviously we want to stay open, so everyone has to wear the mask.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what they're going to do when... Oh, Paul read my lips. Okay. I'm interested to see what they're going to do with the people who don't want to wear the masks.
Yeah.
How that's going to go. Are they going to get aggressive? Are they going to remove people? That's going to be a thing. It's going to be a thing. Just don't know when or how bad. Connor Steele, how hard is it to see the Magic Kingdom knowing you can't go in yet?
Very hard.
You know, look, I may be a few pounds heavier than I was, and I may be a few years older than I was. I can still jump a fence. kidding.
Let's go.
What's the toiletry situation?
Let me go check.
Yeah, it's the normal. It's the same H2O stuff. It's, you know, I'm taking it. I'm taking it like I always do. It's revitalizing conditioner. The revitalizing shampoo and the sea salt body wash, which is my favorite thing ever in the history of things. My God, this is really good product. Honestly, H2O is really, really good product. I love this stuff. Is the awesome smell there? Yeah, well, mainly because I'm carrying Magic Candle Company hand sanitizer, contemporary scent. Code Disney Info saves you 15%. I sound like a Geico commercial.
I know.
Every time I do it, I sound like a Geico commercial. I don't care. This is really... people are asking if we can go to other resorts. From what I'm understanding, we haven't tried. But from what I'm understanding, you need a reservation there, either at the resort or a dining reservation, in order to get in. And I think that kind of restriction, at least for now, is going to be in place because they have to see how this goes. They have to see how this all works out. But they'll adapt and adjust based on... But I'm going to tell you, like, as far as operations go on the ground, these people got it together. I mean, their attitude is great. They're doing everything they can do. So from the operational standpoint, phenomenal, right? They're just doing a phenomenal job. You know, IT is another story. IT is another story. And I have something you don't. It's. I'm tired. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Did they check your temperature when you checked into the resort? No, they didn't.
I was expecting that, but they didn't.
Well, she was hoping. She was hoping they were going to check her temperature.
No.
No, they didn't. There was no temperature check. I think as it gets busier, that's coming.
It probably happened, yeah.
That's probably going to come. But no, they did not. For the theme park view, which floor do you recommend? We're on the 12th floor right now. This is nice.
This is a good one.
This is a nice view. So, you know.
I think the higher you can get, the more you're going to see.
I used to say that. I said that for years. How's my mom? My mom is doing awesome. My mom is doing awesome. I'm going to tell you something. COVID forced her to slow down. Right? Because my, you know, God bless her. She's turning 90 this year. And that woman goes. She goes. She's always doing something. She's very active. COVID forced her to slow down. And she looks amazing. She looks rested. She's happy. She's,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, great.
But, you know, at the same time, you know, she was really happy. She was able to go back. When she gets her hair done, her hairdresser does it at her house. So she just drives to her hairdresser's home. Which makes me, I was okay with that because it's her home and it's not the same as going into the salon or something like that. But, you know, mom, you know, she's still was able to go to the doctor and able to go get her hair done. That made her feel good. But she's doing well, though. Thank you for asking. Am I going to vlog the meal at the Wave? Have we met? Vlog pretty much everything in my life. So, yeah. We even did a vlog of the Contempo Cafe, which Fiasco
best
should...
pizza ever.
Were you from Venezuela? Yeah.
Show to come.
Yeah, okay, that's why you think that pizza's good. Yeah, if you like apples on your pizza, what the... Never mind. You'll hear about it when it goes up. What park did I book first? The only park I booked was Magic Kingdom twice, the 11th and the 12th. I have no desire to go into Animal Kingdom anyway, but especially in the middle of July. You know, I would no more go into Animal Kingdom in the middle of July than I would to Africa in the middle of July. Because they're pretty much the same thing. It's like being in Africa, the heat in that park. I don't know how they managed to do that.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it's 10 degrees hotter in that park than anything else around it.
Yeah. And no Festival of the Lion King, so that took a couple points away from Animal Kingdom for me, too, because I go to that park for Festival of the Lion King. So for now, it's not going to be shown. We'll have to wait a little longer.
Miss your Patreon diaries. Think this visit will inspire a new post. I actually started one last night, and I'm doing. Going to add to it tonight and put it up. So yes, in fact, it does. Okay, so I think that's about it for right now. We might do this again tomorrow, just depending on if we have anything to talk about. But it's really nice to be back. it's really, really nice to be back. And interested to see how things unfold over the course of the next several weeks. But I think one thing that us as fans who are coming here right now will appreciate, and we should enjoy it while we can, are the lack of crowds. That's pretty nice. So that's going to do it, folks. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.